This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited about having this gentleman back on my show. A couple months ago, I did make a profound statement, if you will, and I said this is going to be my number one pick out of five stocks for 2019. At that time, when he came on the show, the stock was at $1.92. Now we're looking at above $2.50. We're talking no other than Medicine Man Technologies, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MDCL. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him on the show, is the co-founder and CEO and president of the company, Mr. Andy Williams. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Thanks for having me back. You're a good prognosticator there. That's a good pick.
Well, you know, I picked five stocks this year. Yours is the number one. I still think you're still grossly undervalued. Just to give my listeners and maybe some of your investors a little bit of background, in 2016, you guys did $631,000. In 2018, only three quarters into it, you did over $7.3 million. That's a big growth. You can tell us how you got there, or we could talk about some of the questions that is facing more your company, and maybe my listeners would like to hear that. So I'll leave that up to you.
Well, I think looking forward is more exciting. Let's do that.
So the Senate is working on a bill right now that's going to help. I think it's Senate Bill 19-1090, and it's expected to be signed sometime this month, maybe early next month. That pending, what is that going to do for your industry, and particularly, what is that going to do for your company?
Yes, you're talking about a Colorado bill, so it's a state bill, House Bill 19-1090, and this is very exciting for us because this is creating an inflection point in our company, and what it will do, so let me give a little background. Colorado was the first in the country to pass medical marijuana laws as well as recreational laws. And when we created this regulatory structure here, the regulators wanted to have a tight control of the industry. And as such, they made ownership of marijuana licenses in Colorado very restrictive. You had to be a resident for a number of years, and investment in this space has had to come from residents of Colorado as well. And public company ownership of a cannabis license has been prohibited legislatively. And so Colorado, even though, you know, is packed full of the most mature operations, best operators, best products in the industry, money flows around the state, investment money, because of those rules. And Colorado is finally coming on board and changing those laws to allow the investment from out of state and out of country even, as well as public company ownership of cannabis licenses. And Medicine Man Technologies is uniquely situated to roll up the best and the brightest of this industry in Colorado and then expand nationally and globally from there. So that's what's going on. So House Bill 1090, like you said, I believe the governor has stated that he'd love to sign it on 420 as a symbolic signing.
Well, you know, here's the problem that I find with your industry, and I know that we're in the first and second inning of a 13-inning ball game. One, most of the people in this industry have to pay their employees by cash. They can't open up a bank account. They're restricted to so many different other problems in the industry. When do you see fruition coming through and saying, look, we got to treat these companies like a regular business, tax them like a regular business, and get on with it? Because since they've let marijuana come in Colorado, you know, they have brought in millions and millions of tax dollars that probably went to the general fund, and that's helped out the state of Colorado.
You're absolutely right about that. There's been a tremendous amount of tax dollars generated by this industry, you know, probably approaching $750 million. And there are a lot of problems. You know, employees have a hard time keeping bank accounts open, buying houses, buying cars, because they work for a marijuana company. Now, there are a couple of things. What's going to have to happen for that is that that's not a state issue. That's a federal issue. And so there has to be action taken federally in order to repair that. There are a couple bills that have been talked about recently, have had hearings and whatnot and votes in the Senate and the House. One is the Safe Banking Act, which will provide provisions to give protections to bankers that are banking the marijuana industry. That one, I'm, you know, heck, if it passes, I'll be excited. But the one I'm more excited about is the States Act. And that dropped in the Senate and the House about a week ago today, I think. And the States Act is sponsored by Republican Cory Gardner and Democrat Elizabeth Warren. It is a bipartisan bill, and it will federalize cannabis laws. It will give states the right to decide their own fate on whether or not to have cannabis regulation in their states without federal interference. It creates exemptions for operators following state law that says they will not be violating the Controlled Substances Act, and that will directly fix our tax issue. It will also open the door for regulators to look at the banking issue and redefine that. And it goes, it's a big step. And I think, you know, what will become multiple steps towards full legalization in the United States. And that has a chance of passing this year. It'll be a really big deal for the entire U.S. industry.
The 19-1090 state bill, House bill, if you will, when that does get passed on 420, do you expect a pop with the publicly traded companies in Colorado?
I do, especially Medicine Men Technologies. You know, we have two acquisitions that we've already announced in Colorado, Medicine Men Denver and MedFarm. Medicine Men Denver is a cultivation and retail company in Colorado. MedFarm is a manufacturing and products company in Colorado, and it's also the only research licensee in the country that's tied to a cannabis license. So those deals have already been announced, and of course they're contingent upon this bill passing. And so a lot of people are watching this bill, and once this passes, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement around what we're doing, because that we're not stopping there. We have further plans this year in Colorado.
Andy, last time you were on the show, I want to stay with that part that you were talking about, MedFarm. We talked about a little bit about MedFarm last time you were on the show in March. You're in the process of an acquisition. Where are we at? Is there anything you can tell us?
Yeah, MedFarm is going through due diligence right now. It gets a little complicated when I talk about the structures there. MedFarm actually is a license it's a licensing company. It's a management company. It's an IP holding company. And MX, which is a licensee, the license holder for MedFarm, is a licensee of MedFarm. And so MedFarm doesn't have any direct ties to a cannabis license and can be acquired right now. And so we're going through due diligence, including the audits that need to be done. And as soon as those are complete, we'll be able to finalize that transaction. And I believe that'll happen May, June time frame. And so we're very excited about that. MedFarm is working on it has a lot of great products and all those things, but also some of the research they're doing is quite exciting.
Are they, they have current revenues, or are they just still in R&D?
No, they have current revenues. They started selling products in March of 2017. They're already over a $3 million run rate. I believe the projections show that they'll be over a $6 million run rate by the end of the year. They've just turned cash flow positive, so they're now profitable, and just will continue to grow that. They have a lot of room left to grow, and they're growing fast, but they also have a lot of intellectual property that is quite valuable and creating even more right now.
My guest today is Andy Williams. He's the president and CEO, co-founder of Medicine Man Technologies, Inc. Look him up on the OTCQB. To me, it's the number one marijuana stock you want to have in your portfolio. Still very inexpensive here around the 250 mark. Their ticker symbol is MDCL. In closing, Andy, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to your investors and my listeners?
Well, you know, since we talked last, our stock was, I think you said, $1.92.
Yes.
I'm looking at it right now, and right now it's at $2.64. We are still, I think, on the very beginning part of our slope upward with the growth that we have anticipated this year, you know, just for the acquisitions that we have right now under lock and key, you're looking at over a $40 million run rate by the end of the year, up from, you know, over a $9 million from the previous year. And that's just with what we've announced so far. So there's a lot of green sky here for us, and I would encourage your viewers, if not to take a position in us, to put us on their watch list.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know I'm a big fan of your company and management on your team. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 30 or 40 days and give myself and listeners an update of what's going on.
Will do, Everett. I look forward to it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.